The Iraqi army came under attack by al-Qaeda-linked militants known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. The attack began late on Wednesday in the city of Yousafzai, only 10 miles away from the capital Baghdad. The Iraqi army, however, managed to push back the militants and kill at least 40 of the assailants. The spokesperson for the Interior Ministry, Saad Man, said that one soldier was also killed during the battle.
I think that the situation in Baghdad is a result of al-Qaeda trying to lift the siege in Fallujah. They're trying to place attention in a different direction. These are failed attempts.
In another attack on security forces, also on Wednesday, a bomber detonated himself outside an army base in northern Iraq. The explosion left six soldiers dead.
The government needs to increase its intelligence information in order to prevent such attacks. These terrorists want to disrupt life in Iraq.
Citizens have to help the Iraqi army. These terrorists are trying to destroy the country. I think the army will be able to repel them.
Iraqi security forces have beefed up their presence in and around the capital ahead of the country's parliamentary elections. A UN report says 592 Iraqi people were killed in March alone, 484 of them civilians. The United Nations envoy to Iraq, Nikolai Meldunov, said the upcoming elections, scheduled for April 30th, would be highly divisive.
The latest attacks come as the country is suffering on nearly a daily basis. The bloodshed is part of a long list of voter concerns, including lengthy power cuts, a shortage of running water, and poor sewage services, along with widespread corruption and increasing unemployment. Many Iraqis fear that resolving all of these problems seem like a dream that cannot become true, at least in the near future. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.